What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled My European Itinerary. As you guys know, I am finally leaving the United States of America at the end of this month, October 31st, God willing, of course. I'll be on a plane from Miami Airport to Rome because, as we all know, this country has been taken over by terrorists and we have no choice but to flee. The sooner the better. Like TFM said, you don't want to wait until the night of broken glass to flee America. So the smart thing to do is to leave the USA right now. As you guys know, I'm Egyptian. My parents had to flee Egypt to come here. Fortunately, they were smart enough to see the writing on the wall. They weren't refugees. You know, they came here long before Egypt became the shithole it was. 40 years later, I, Amr Mitwalli, I see the writing on the wall myself. It's over for the United States of America, okay? Zionist-controlled terrorists like Biden have taken over this country. Biden has already said, if you don't take the vaccine, if you don't want your kids to wear the mask, I'm going to send FBI agents to your home to arrest you if you don't agree with everything I said. This is what Joe Biden has said, and he's actively working on it. So the time to leave the US is right now. So I am hopping on a plane from Miami, October 31st, gonna be in Rome on November 1st. Now, I'm not staying in Italy. I've been to Italy before. I personally like Italy. But my problem with Italy is that it is a terrorist country. Guys, any country in the world that tells you you have to take this Camerona vaccine is a terrorist nation. Don't believe me? Look at all the videos people have been uploading here on MGTOW TV about what's going on in Australia. People have been murdered by the police. People have been thrown in prison for their entire life. People have been beat up for not wearing a mask. Okay? You think that's bad in Australia? You haven't seen nothing yet here in America. What did I tell you guys before? Creepy Joe Biden is gonna make Hitler, Mau Mau, and Stalin look like choir boys soon enough. Look, use your brain. It's been 8 months. 8 months. And Biden has already done irreversible damage to this country. What do you think he's going to do in the next 3 months? I, Amr Mitwalli, I personally don't think this country is going to make it end of this year, to be honest with you. You know, my ticket is for a month. It's a round trip ticket, okay? Like I mentioned, I got it for $288. Yes. For $288, I get to go from Miami Airport to Rome and back. Now, I'm not staying in Rome. I'm going to book a ticket from Rome to another Eastern European country. Now, what country will I be going to? Well, the situation with Camerona is fluid. So, you know, you might go to a country one day late and they tell you, oh, if you, because of Camerona, you have to quarantine, shit like that. But if you came in like fucking, you know, 3 hours ago, it would have been totally fine, you know. This whole Camerona thing is just a power grab. That's really all it is, okay. So, I'm going to be looking, I'm going to probably book my ticket a couple of days before October 31st to see which European country I can go to. Because like I said, you know, I might go to Bulgaria, I might go to Romania, and if I book my ticket, let's say I book my ticket to Bulgaria right now, right? And then I go to Bulgaria November 1st, they say, oh, sorry, you got a quarantine, if you came in yesterday, it would have been cool, but, eh, well, fuck that shit. Also, if I find a good deal on a rental car from Rome, I will actually rent the car from Rome and drive, okay? I love driving, as you guys know. For the past probably 2 weeks, I've been going all over the southern, southeastern USA. I went from small town USA, Sarasota, also in Florida, then Ocala State Park, Gainesville. Then I went up into the Smoky Mountains. Then I went to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. Then I came down to Jekyll Jekyll Island in Georgia. Then yesterday I was in Key West, southernmost point of the United States of America, because like I said before, this may be the last time I'll ever be in the U.S. I may never get this chance again, because child molester Biden is already speaking of putting military to make sure if you are unvaccinated, you don't get to leave the state. This is how bad it's gonna be. So when I go to Europe, I don't want to come back, okay? My ticket is for a month, but if it's up to me, I'll stay there. I'm already in talks with several lawyers to get me residency in Europe. Eastern Europe. Fuck Western Europe. Germany, France, all these countries can burn in hell along with America and Australia and any other country that actually likes America. Okay? Because all these countries are Zionist-run countries, and that includes Egypt, you know? The Egyptian president, Sisi, he's very, very happy to be best friends with Israel. And as we all know, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is a Satan worshipping state. Don't believe me? Why don't you Google Gay Pride Parade Jerusalem? Yeah, they have homosexual parades in downtown Holy Land, but yet they'll turn around and say, we are Jews, we are God chosen. You know, it's all one big scam, you know. COVID is a hoax, 9/11 is a hoax, Holocaust is a hoax. All this stuff is a hoax. Yes, there's a flu going around, but it's not deadly. Yeah, sure, you know, 9/11 happened, but it wasn't done by low IQ Arabs who learned how to take off and not land. Yes, good Jews, Torah Jews died in the World War II, and that's because the Zionists murdered the good people, because the last thing they want is a good Jew like me to come out and say, Mark Zuckerberg, you are a kafir. They don't want that, okay? In fact, George Soros said, I killed Jews. I allied myself with Hitler to kill Jews. In fact, George Soros made his money by confiscating the wealth of Jews who ended up getting murdered. So, Holocaust is a scam. COVID is a scam. 9/11 is a scam. The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, where they tell you we're God's chosen people, that's a scam. So, our job when we live in a world full of scams is that we must leave. You can't sit there and say, well, I'm an unimportant loser, nobody, they're not going to come after me, okay? I know there are people out there like TFM who say, as long as you keep low, you pay your taxes, the government is going to leave you. Trust and believe, the United States government is going to come after every one of us. If you're not vaccinated, if you don't worship Biden, they will kill you. They will throw you in prison. They will do horrible things to you, okay? So you need to leave. You need to leave right now. Now, when I am in Europe, I'm going to keep my eyes on America. You know, what's going to happen in America, right? Because what happens if creepy Joe Biden says, you have to take the vaccine or I'm going to kill you? The guy is crazy, guys. I mean, he's a senile old fool. He's like, what, almost 80 years old? The guy has dementia. He has Alzheimer's. You know, if the Zionists tell him, hey, Joe Biden, why don't you sign this executive order saying we can kill everybody who doesn't take the vaccine? You think he's not going to do it? Hell yeah, he's going to do it. So, why do you want to wait for a crazy person to make the craziness become a reality? He's already saying, if you hire somebody who's not vaccinated, the government is going to fine you $700,000. Guys, this is worse than any Arab country in the world. I mean, I'm probably better off in Egypt than I am in America, you know? Did any of you guys ever hear of the Taliban telling their people, either take the death jab or we're going to kill you? Did the Taliban ever tell their people, you know, do what we tell you or we're going to throw you in jail? Heck, even the Taliban are nowhere near as horrible as the United States government. And that's because the Zionists have hijacked this country. This is not the United States of government of the Founding Fathers. You know, like TFM himself said, the America of the Founding Fathers, it died back in 1868. Now, this is a Zionist-controlled U.S. government, okay? Ever since the Zionist created the Federal Reserve back in 1913 on Jekyll Island. By the way, guys, when I was in Georgia, like I mentioned earlier, I was at Jekyll Island, okay? I was out in Jekyll Island. I was at the place where the Zionist made the Federal Reserve become a reality. As you guys should know by now, the Federal Reserve is no more federal than fucking Federal Express or the Federal, which is a bar in North Hollywood. It's owned and run by the Zionists. Yeah, sure, they might give you a chairman every now and then to give the goyim the idea that it's part of the government. You know, they might give you a .gov, you know, for a domain name. But the reality of the matter is the Federal Reserve is owned and run by the Zionists. The IRS never existed before. The IRS was created by the Zionists so the Zionists can send a tax collector with a gun to your head and pull the trigger if you don't give the Zionists, you know, their pound of flesh. Yet these people will turn around and they say, oh, those Muslims and their jizya tax. Hey, at least we Muslims are honest about it. How many times did I tell you guys here, practice taqiyya? You know, if somebody comes up to you with a gun and says, yo, are you vaccinated or not? Yeah, sure, I took all 27 vaccines, you know. I'm telling you to your face. Lie, lie, lie. Practice taqiyya, okay? Until you leave the U.S. government. Because right now, the American government is our enemy, okay? We are their enemy, don't get it twisted. They declared war on us. Hey, we're just happy, we're just good, happy people enjoying life. And now we have this terrorist of a government saying, either take the vaccine or we're going to kill you, okay? I know some of you are going to say, well, Amr, they didn't say we're going to kill you. Look, there's a lady in Colorado, okay? She needs a organ transplant. If she doesn't have it, she's going to die. Guess what? Because she didn't take the vaccine, they said, we're not going to treat you, okay? We are at the point in the U.S. right now where if you need to be treated in the hospital and you don't have the Scamarona vaccine, they're not treating you unless you have the Scamarona vaccine. Look it up. Go on Google, type in Colorado woman transplant COVID vaccine. They denied her life-saving medication surgery because she didn't have the Scamarona vaccine. Did the Taliban ever do that? No, they didn't. Did Saddam ever do that? No, he didn't. Did Gaddafi ever do that? No, he didn't. A lady was denied life-saving surgery because she didn't have a vaccine, okay? This wasn't, you know, some person who showed up at the PTA saying, go down with masks. No, this is just an innocent person who's gonna die unless they have this surgery, and the Zionist-controlled U.S. government said, no vaccine, we're not gonna save you, we're just gonna let you die, okay? This is where we are. Taliban never, ever did that. Gaddafi never did that. Saddam Hussein never did that. And yet the Zionist-controlled U.S. government has no problem walking around saying Taliban are the terrorists. No, the United States government is the real terrorist, okay? And if you think things are bad now, it's only gonna get worse. So here's what I'm gonna do when I am in Eastern Europe, God willing, of course, okay? I'm gonna probably fly into Bulgaria, Romania, or Hungary. It all depends on which country has the least Scamarona restrictions at the time. I'm gonna rent a car. Now I'm gonna drive mainly through Romania, Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria, Ukraine. I might go to Greece. You know, I might go a little bit into Istanbul. But look, guys, Greece is out because Greece is a Western country. They're sucking up to the West. Istanbul, Turkey is out because, look, the Muslims are actually bigger Zionists than fucking Netanyahu, you know. Egypt just made peace with the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Now, guys, I have no problem trading with other people. The Prophet Muhammad never said, oh, boycott the Jews, boycott the Christians, sanction these people, you know. You are free to travel and do business as you please. But when you suck somebody else's ball, okay, when you lick their ass, that's when I have a problem. And the Arab countries are doing exactly that when it comes to the Zionists. They're sucking balls and they're licking a-hole at the same time. That's a problem I have. This is why Arab Muslim countries are off my list. Greece is pretty much in the same boat. They're off my list, okay? So this is why you guys need to be with the Taliban. The word Taliban in Arabic means student. I'm a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham in Hebrew means student. Okay, student of the wise. Talmid means student. So Talmid in Hebrew is the same as the Taliban. The Taliban doesn't have to be the guys who wear towels in Afghanistan, okay? The Taliban can very well be Orthodox Christian monks. It can be the Orthodox Jewish community. Whatever the case is, you guys have to understand, the Prophet Muhammad told us when this day comes, you have to be with an emir. Okay, who is an emir? An emir is the leader of religious people. I don't give a fuck if that emir is fucking Jewish, Christian, Muslim. You have to be with an emir. Otherwise, you're going to languish out in the wilderness until you die. Now, I tried Alaska. I've been to Alaska on a cruise trip, okay? I wasn't there like fucking, survival Bear Gillis. I was just on a cruise trip walking around Genoa making a video for you guys. Look, I'm making a video for you now. And I told you, right? A fucking grizzly bear was stalking me. I had no idea until a policeman rolled up and I was like, yo, bro, there's a grizzly bear following you around. Do you want to ride back to the cruise ship? I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I do want to ride back to the cruise ship. So the point here we need to understand is that if you go out to Alaska, a lot of you guys are going to suffer. A lot of you guys are going to die. Okay, and that includes myself. So, like the Prophet Muhammad said, you need to be with an emir. I don't care if it's the Muslims in Afghanistan. I don't care if it's the Christian monks in the hills in Romania. I don't care if it's the Orthodox Jewish community in New York. Though New York is probably not a safe bet when shit hits the fan. But the point here, I'm telling you, you need to be with God. Fearing men who are in charge, okay? And this is why I tell you the Orthodox Christian community in New York won't work, because the Orthodox Christians are not in charge of New York, okay? New York is not a safe space for religious people, okay? Safe spaces are Afghanistan. Safe spaces are in the hills, in the mountains of Transylvania, Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, Serbia even. That's where you guys need to be. Now, for me, Amr Metwali, I like white women. Hence the reason why I'm going to Eastern Europe. And my job over there is to... I'm not going to live in the cities, okay? I'm going to go to the cities because I'm going to set up my business over in Romania or Hungary. Hungary has a 9% tax. Romania has a 16% tax. However, if you open a micro business, you only pay 3% tax if you have a micro business that makes less than €1 million a year, which is what MGTOW TV does. We'd be lucky if we made $1,000 a month. We're actually not making money on MGTOW TV. We're probably losing or barely surviving. The point here that I wanted to tell you is that I'm not going overseas so I can save on motherfucking taxes, okay? I'm going overseas because child molester Biden, he might make a law saying, hey, if you have videos on your platform that don't tell you to take the vaccine, I'm going to throw you in jail for €1 billion, right? Biden can do that. I mean, again, the guy just signed, he didn't sign, okay? He just came out and said, if you have a non-vaccinated person working for your company, I'm going to fine you $700,000. So what forbids Biden from, making up some mumbo-jumbo and saying, yo, Amr, I'm going to send you to jail for $1 trillion because there's a video on your website that says the vaccines are bad for you, okay? Yeah, Biden will do that. Trust and believe he'll do that. He'll do that. So by being a non-American company, okay, and by living in Europe, the chances of the U.S. trying to come after me is greatly diminished. If I live or if you live elsewhere. Again, guys, the whole notion of, keep your head down, pay your taxes, live in the boondocks. No. You need to abandon the West altogether, okay? Alaska, you can probably try to make it work. But again, what did God tell you when Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed? Run. Okay, God didn't say, just go around the corner. No. He said, run and don't look back. This is what you and I have to do. We have to run from the West and don't look back. So my job is to drive throughout Eastern Europe and see the best place for us to be as refugees. Yes, you and I are refugees. That's what we are. When you have to go to another country because your country is persecuting you, you are a refugee. Now, the idea here is to be a well-to-do refugee, okay? You don't want to go to Eastern Europe, you know, begging people to take care of you. No, no, no. You want to go there in the best form possible. So that's what I am doing, okay? By setting up my business in Europe, by knowing where to stay in Europe, I don't have to go there, you know, the night of broken glass and be like, hey, Romanian, Hungarian, you know, Bulgarian people, give me money, give me a place to stay, you know. I'm not a beggar, you know, I'm not fucking Yogi Obes. This is what I want you guys to understand out here, okay? You never, ever want to go to a country last minute because things got too bad. I know TFM speaks about this all the time. He said, the problem with America is that things haven't gotten bad enough. Things will get bad enough and people will finally rebel, but by that time it's pretty much over, okay? So people like me, people, again, Aaron Cohen was sitting right in front of me when I was working with Mossad, you know. He was telling me exactly what's gonna happen, even though he thought I was a dumb Ahmed who had no idea what was going on. But unfortunately for him, you know, my family name might have been Behaim, but in reality it was Ben-Haim. So he had no idea that, you know, I'm Jewish. He thought I was a dumb Ahmed, but hey, joke's on him, I guess. So point that I'm trying to make to you guys is that you don't want to wait until things are bad enough. Yes, the American people will eventually rebel against a Zionist-controlled government. You don't want to be here when it happens because it will involve starvation. It will involve pesticides. It will involve, you know, not pesticides. It will involve chemical warfare. I mean, Scamarona is a bioweapon. This vaccine is a bioweapon. Why do you think people are dying from it? You know, you think that's like an accident? No, people are dying from this vaccine because it is a bioweapon. You guys have to understand. Big picture, right? Thanks to AI, thanks to robots, 90% of the goyim out there are no longer needed, okay? So if I don't need you, you are now a liability, you are no longer an asset. If you were to die, that would be the best. This is what the Zionists are doing. The Zionists are saying, you know, 7 billion out of 8 billion people are no longer needed. Let's kill them. Okay, so the whole point of this vaccine, lockdowns, you know, there will be, they're saying that there's going to be a breakdown of food and shortages and stuff like that. Guys, all this stuff is self-imposed, okay? None of this stuff is real, okay? Scamarona didn't do jack squat. Everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy. It's just that the Zionists are purposely destroying everything so they can bring the world down, okay? This is why it's imperative for you to be up in the mountains, like the Prophet Muhammad said, be up in the mountains, away from it all, with your sheep, with the emir, with the Taliban, okay? And again, the emir, the Taliban, doesn't necessarily have to be the guys with the towel in Afghanistan. It can be Romania, it can be Bulgaria, you know, it could be the Amish people, for all I care. But again, you really can't be in America, because America is modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. You can't be in this country when shit hits the fan. And the reason behind it is that God wants you to actually work. You know, in Islam, this is called hijra, okay? When you are being persecuted, you can't stay among the people who persecute you, okay? You have to leave. Why? Because if you stay among people who persecute you, among the kuffar, among the evil people, then that means that deep, deep down, your heart is bad. You have Maradon al-Alb, you have a disease of the heart. You know, imagine if Lut said to God, hey God, why don't you just destroy all these sodomites and I'm just going to hang around my house and, you know, just make sure that my house doesn't get destroyed. Thank you. No. You had to leave. Same thing with you guys out there, okay? Don't you motherfuckers go out there, get a beanie bag or, you know, a freaking fishing rod and be like, oh, I'm just going to survive this. You know, I got 3 months of canned food. Guys, no. No. The whole prepping thing is a big failure because that means your heart still believes in the evil that the United States of America has going for it, okay? In order for your heart to be pure, you have to leave the evil people. That's just how it is. Look at the history of Israel, okay? The history of Israel is that good people had to leave bad people. That's just how it worked. Oh, there we go. There's a dog. Hey, how you doing? Hey, hi. Nice dog over there, right? Bulldog. Thought he was going to kill me. So, point I was trying to tell you guys. Where's my damn car at? I'm sure it was here somewhere. Where's my car at? Where's my car? Ah, there it is. See if I can get some light. Oh, there it is. I'll just walk around a little bit, avoid that damn dog. I don't like dogs, especially a freaking bulldog. You don't know what these things will do. They might kill you, for God's sakes, you know? Getting stalked by a grizzly bear, getting stalked by a freaking bulldog. What's next, a freaking lion? How about a Yogi Bear? Yeah, 5'4", low IQ bear, smells like fucking curry. So, the point of the video I'm trying to make to you guys out there is that you have to make hijrah, okay? Again, hijrah is when you leave where you are because the kuffar, and the best definition of the word kuffar, by the way, okay? This is the best definition of the word kuffar, okay? The best definition of the word kafir, which we all hear as infidel, was by the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi. The word kafir in Semitic languages, Hebrew, Arabic, means to cover up, okay? The word kafir means to cover up, okay? What's a kafir doing? A kafir is covering up the truth, okay? You don't think creepy Joe Biden knows what he's doing is wrong? Of course he knows what he's doing is wrong. That's why he's a kafir. He is purposely covering up the truth. You know, these guys who come out and they tell you this vaccine is safe and effective and it's the best thing ever, they know it's a lie. That's what the kafir is. A kafir is a person who is covering up the truth. This is why the United States government is a government of kuffar. And as good people, as salihun, as righteous people, you and I have a moral obligation to leave the kuffar. Leave their country. Go elsewhere. Because you guys have to understand, when God destroys the kuffar, which he did many, many times throughout human history, if we're still here, we're going to be accountable, you know. Let's say I'm here in America when God decides to drop some nuclear bombs on us, right? And I die, God is going to ask me on Judgment Day, yo, Omar, you knew you had to leave America. You had the opportunity to leave America. Why did you stay in America and go down with all these kuffar? What's your problem, bro? It's because deep down in your heart, you had a disease, okay? You loved this glitz and glamour of this world, okay? This is one of the reasons why I went on an adventure across America. Because when I went on an adventure across America, I said to myself, hey, if I never have to see America again, I'm perfectly fine with it. So thank God, of course, I don't have Marden El Alba. I don't have a disease of the heart. There's nothing in me that makes me say, I gotta stay in America, okay? I can go to Europe and never, ever come back. I mean, the only reason I'll come back is, well, I have family over here. I mean, I can visit the family in Turkey, elsewhere. That's not a big deal. But, you know, if I run out of money. And that's why I'm telling you guys, best thing to do is MGTOW.TV. Donate to the content creators. Boost videos, live streams, super chat. You know, get yourself a membership. You know, unlike Yogi Obes, I'm not a greedy motherfucker. Right now, we're making about $1,000 a month, which all goes toward paying the bills. If we make another $1,000 a month, I'll be able to live in Europe. Okay, if I'm able to live in Europe, okay, I may not come back. And the only reason I'll ever come back to the United States government, to the U.S., is because I have family over here. Now, fortunately, I live in Florida, as you guys know. Ron DeSantis is doing an amazing job. But what happens if creepy Joe Biden says, hey, you can't hop on a plane unless you're vaccinated? That's going to be a problem for me, okay? So as long as we don't have these terroristic... Canada's already doing that. Canada's saying, according to Sandman, Canada's saying, if you don't have a vaccine, you can't leave the country. Australia's pretty much doing the same thing already. It's only a matter of time before it comes to America. So let's say creepy Joe Biden says, yo, starting on the 1st of this month, if you don't have a vaccine, you can't hop on a plane. Well, in that case, you know, I, Amar Mitwal, better hop on a plane and go elsewhere. Now, you guys have to keep in mind, okay? You can go in and out of Mexico. I've been to Mexico. And the border patrol, they don't give a fuck why you in Mexico, okay? When I was in Mexico, I bought a bottle of Viagra for a couple of dollars. And the border patrol was like, so, why were you in Mexico for? I took out the bottle of Viagra. They're like, have a good day, sir. So, worst case scenario, guys, if child molester Biden says, you can't leave America because, well, I'm a terrorist and I said so, then you can go into Mexico. But you don't want it to get to the point where you have to, like, fucking go into Mexico, hop on a plane from there. Because by that time, it just might be too late, okay? So, bottom line here, guys, we all, if you are the Salihun is Arabic for the righteous, okay? If you are of the righteous, you can't go down like a kafir, okay? You cannot go down with Biden. You cannot go down with Britney Spears, okay? Because if you go down with them, then you are just like them. This is why you and I have a obligation to make hijrah. Hijrah is leaving the land of the kuffar. This is the land of kuffar because the Zionists have taken over the United States of America. This is not the United States of America of the founding fathers. Like TFM said, rest in peace, America. America has been dead for a long time. And now we are simply seeing a new America that's pretty much a Zionist America. So, what you guys need to do is get that plan B in motion, okay? Plan A, you know, going to Alaska, the two-way rifle range, like Terrence Pop would say. Yeah, plan A, you don't want plan A. You want plan B to be your plan A. So, get your money right, make preparations to do hijrah, and again, don't go to Arab countries, because Arab countries are worse than America, okay? Go to where the Taliban are. Again, I don't care if you go to Afghanistan. I don't care if you go to Eastern Europe. I don't even care if you go to the Orthodox Jewish community, but you just don't want to be in America when shit hits the fan. You gotta leave the West. This is Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? Again, did God say to Lut, hey, Lut, why don't you just hang tight for a minute while I go destroy everybody else? No. He said to Lut, get out, run, and don't look back. And his wife, Lut's wife, looked back and she was destroyed. Why? Because her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. See, this is what you guys have to understand. Your heart cannot be in America. Now, after God destroys America, can you guys come back and reclaim America as yours? Absolutely, 100%. Go for it, and I'll be there with you, God willing, of course. But right now, this is not your America. This is not my America. This is definitely not the America that my parents came to. This is Mossad's America. This is America of the Zionists. And the only option we have for this country is to leave. Let God get off his throne, come down here, and bitch slap the Zionist and their kuffar friends back to the Stone Age. You know, you guys have to understand. Islam tells us only God will be able to destroy the Zionists. So people like George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, you and I, we cannot destroy them. Only God can. Now, I don't know how God is going to do it. I'm not God, but think about it, you know. These Zionists, they're doing something called transhumanism. They're poking themselves and they're poking us with fucking jabs, you know. Maybe they're giving us something that's going to kill us while they give themselves something good. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You're not God. I'm not God. But all I know is God is going to destroy this country and you don't want to be here when it happens. A train is coming. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.